We're going to talk about movies because movie watching is a sport.
It's one of the dumbest statements I've ever heard, but okay.
And last night, two members of this morning show crew were at the Alamo Drafthouse Lake Highlands for the Bad Radio Movie of the Month. I was invited by Dan McDowell to join Dan and Jake and all the P1s. We sold the place out. How about that?
All right.
So. And also there last night was Crazy Trey, a.k.a. Cray Trey, who, of course, is a big film buff. Morning, Cray Trey.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Well, I have to say...
That's the way Killer started that one time.
I have to say, I've seen The Jerk probably 50 times. Mm-hmm. And last night, and Cray Trey, you brought this up, there was something great about seeing it in a theater again and hearing everybody laugh, and that movie gave me 40, 50 belly laughs again last night, even though I'd seen it so many times, to see it again on the big screen and to catch a lot of stuff that I'd never caught before and to further appreciate the genius of that movie. That was a great experience. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun seeing it in a group. I think it definitely heightens the experience. Everyone's sort of joint laughing, and there were definitely a few moments that I totally forgot about. I watched for the first time a few years ago, and the execution scene took me by surprise.
Yes, when Hobart's wife had to pay a substantial penalty for early withdrawal from her savings account, and so she was gunned down by a firing squad. Those who aren't familiar with The Jerk, that was Steve Martin's first movie, and I think his best movie. He made a lot of movies after that, of course. He once in an interview said he was only proud of five of them. And I know The Jerk was one of them because I think it's his best work. He wrote it with Carl Reiner. And it is absolutely genius. And it holds up on just about every front. There's a little racial insensitivity. And there are a couple of special effects, I would say, that are very 70s-ish. But it came out in 79. But the pure writing and some of the lines and his physical comedy, Steve Martin's physical comedy, it's spectacular. It really is. And I got a new appreciation for it last night. I caught stuff seeing it on the big screen that I hadn't caught before. And it just took it to a new height in my eyes. And if you look at The Jerk and how it was critically received over the years, it's in a lot of people's top 10 best comedy ever made, top 50 best comedy ever made. Critically, it's been hailed over the years. I think it's kind of forgotten about in some ways, and especially in the Steve Martin catalog, because he went on to make these really popular parenthood movies and Father of the Bride, and that's what a lot of people know him for. But I've always tried to guess the five movies that he said that he was the only five that he was proud of, and I think they're The Jerk, Roxanne.
Great.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Awesome.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Great.
And the fifth one, I don't know. It may be The First Parenthood.
Three Amigos.
I would think he would put L.A. Story in there, being that was such his baby.
Yeah, but it was so panned by the critics. Very few people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
That made me wonder if that... But yeah, you're right. I had trouble with the fifth one. I wasn't exactly sure. I don't think he'd put Three Amigos in there. As genius as I thought Man with Two Brains was, I don't think he'd put that in there.
And then again, it could have been like just an offhanded statement that he made. It may not be actually five. He made him been kind of joking and said, well, there's only five of them I'm actually proud of.
But that made it a fun game for me to try to think of the five. But I do believe that there was some truth to that because, for example, I don't think he's proud of Big Mama's House. You know, I don't think he's proud of a lot of that,
that
later
stupid
work.
Soccer movie that was really bad.
I think he just did for money.
Yeah.
At that point,
you bring up watching on the big screen. I bet I've only seen The Jerk on the big screen maybe once, and I don't even remember going to the theater to see it. I just remember watching it, you know, on cable.
Mm-hmm. So I saw it in the theater one other time, and I think that was when it came out, or maybe a year after it came out. It made it down to the Lancaster Theater, and I saw it one summer with my cousin Douglas for a dollar, because that's what it cost to go see a movie at the Lancaster Theater. And I think that's the only other time I've seen it on the big screen. That is how movies were intended to be watched. You soak it in. It's so much
more fun.
and you soak in so much more of it, and you catch things that you don't catch when you're watching it on the small screen. And so I built the movie up, and most people who were there last night had seen it, like me, minimum once, probably 100 times. A lot of big Steve Martin fans there in the P1 crowd. But it was really great, wasn't it, Cray-Tray, to hear all of the laughter? I mean, every scene, there are these big belly laughs from the entire crowd. And it made me feel good about the way that comedy is held up.
Yeah, and it's comedy for comedy's sake, which we really don't get a lot of straight comedy movies anymore. So it's refreshing, you know, to watch something like that.
His physical comedy in that movie, I think, is really underrated. The writing, I've told you guys, two of my favorite lines ever from any comedy, from any movie, are in this movie when the hitchhiker, and Navin Johnson, the jerk, played by Steve Martin, is hitchhiking, and this guy in a pickup truck pulls up to him and says, "St. Louis?" And Navin goes, "No, Navin Johnson."
If the Marx Brothers had done that line, you would have thought it was stupid.
That is genius on so many levels.
But that is a Marx Brothers type line.
And Steve and Carl Reiner said that was their favorite line from the movie, that they laughed about it all day.
Is that Picking Out a Thermos movie? Isn't that,
oh, yeah.
In the jerk?
Yeah.
I always love that.
And my other favorite line is when this guy who's been trying to kill Navin Johnson throughout the movie shows up at his apartment, and Navin sees him coming up the stairs, and he looks through the blinds and he goes, "Him? Oh no, it's him. What is him doing here?" He is so stupid, yet so likable, this character, Navin Johnson, the jerk. And it was a really, really great evening, and there were so many lines that I've always thought were funny, but in that setting drew the biggest laughs of the night.
It's fun to hear other people laugh.
Yes.
Yeah, it adds to your own laughter.
Especially when they're laughing at something that you think is really funny and
right,
really genius, and then it kind of confirms. But there were a few lines that I always thought were good, but they got the biggest laughs of the night, and so it made me kind of reevaluate those lines. Like, wow, maybe that, I've always thought that was good, but maybe that is a great line.
Boys, that's great that it held up.
I'm looking at his top 25 films, and this is just one person's list, but All of Me topped theirs, which is, there's a lot of good physical comedy in All of Me.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Says, "I want my body back, and I want my freedom and privacy, and most of all, I'd like to be able to take a leak without being fondled." Guy has...
Physical humor in that, when he's trying to go one way and the
right,
other personality's trying to go the other.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Parenthood, as you mentioned. Then Man with Two Brains, as you mentioned. That's
funny.
Got some funny lines. Bowfinger.
Genius.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah.
The Jerk ranks 5th on this list. Then Planes, Trains, Roxanne.
That was good.
Spanish Prisoner. I see that on a lot of his lists. That's more of a serious one.
I didn't see that.
Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid.
That was okay.
Leap of Faith.
That was really good.
Yeah, when he's a evangelical
mm-hmm.
guy.
He was great in that.
Little Shop of Horrors.
I don't think I ever saw that.
He was good in that.
And then Three Amigos. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is 13th. That seems like it almost should be higher. Yeah. I love movies like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, where there's a bunch of confidence tricksters tricking each other kind of thing, and you have to think one step ahead of the next guy who's also just as smart as you are.
That gave us the genius scene that we were laughing about 2 or 3 years ago when Michael Caine plays Dr. Emil Schaffhausen and gives Steve, who's faking it in a wheelchair, a test to see if he can feel anything in his legs with taking this whip and whipping him, and Steve with the look on his face like, no, I can't feel anything.
Something.
He's hitting his legs so hard, and Steve has to pretend like he has no sensation in his legs. It's so tense.
So he's shaking his head no, but tears are streaming down his cheek.
Novocaine. Did you watch Novocaine?
I did.
That's a thriller that he did.
Didn't see that.
I didn't see that either. I didn't see House Sitter.
Novocaine was just okay. It had your girl in it that you like so much.
It was my girl. I have lots of them.
She's got
three. Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah, I was going to say she's got three names.
Oh, yeah. I do love her. House Sitter, didn't see.
Nope, me neither.
It's Complicated.
You know, I did one? See that. Is that with Alec Baldwin? And
yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Meryl. Is it that, kind of eh?
That's it's one funny. That I...
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, I did see that.
I don't think he'd be proud of that.
Okay. A Simple Twist of Fate.
Great movie. That's great. That's
is it a serious one?
He's a miser who's got a daughter and...
Say it's kind of a tearjerker. It's
yeah,
a straight drama.
Straight drama. It's a great movie.
Huh.
The only thing bad about that movie is the dye job in his hair.
It's, yeah, it's kind of reddish looking
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, very distracting.
Father of the Bride, The Lonely Guy. He's in that with Charles Grodin, who's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember it. Of course, he was in the Muppet movie. I just watched that recently. He's that waiter that can't stand Miss Piggy and Kermit the Frog.
Don't think I ever saw that.
He was the Pink Panther as well.
Yeah,
right?
He redid the Pink Panther. Yeah, he was good in that.
Hilarious.
My kids loved that. For the kids loved it.
Really?
Yes. My son absolutely loved that and thought he was hilarious.
It's unfortunate kids have no taste.
No, when, it's just a different taste.
When Peter Sellers had already nailed that role.
I know, but it was made for kids, and that's their view of the Pink Panther, and they thought he was great.
Did you know this? I have no memory of this, but there was a sequel to The Jerk, and it was a television film, and it was in 1984 called The Jerk 2, T-O-O,
no.
Starring Mark Blankfield as Navin Johnson. It was produced but not written by Steve Martin.
Huh.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Can't imagine that being good.
I can't either. Apparently it wasn't.
Pennies from Heaven, is that worth revisiting?
I've seen it, but I don't really have any memory of it.
God, I didn't realize he did this many films.
Yeah.
Lord.
Well, if you've never seen The Jerk, rent it this weekend because it's greatness. And I'm sure they'll do a big review of it on Bad Radio today because Jake had never seen it.
And, I bet you he met it.
Oh, no. I just got a very quick review from him afterwards, and he loved it.
Hmm.
He was really, really high on it. We'll get the full review from him today, though. And, of course, Dan loves it, too. So, great time last night. Bad Radio Movie of the Month. Thanks to all the P1s who helped sell out the Alamo Draft House. We had a great, great time. And, Cray-Tray, it was fun sitting next to you in the movie theater. Cray-Tray tried to pull the popcorn trick.
I did. He didn't accept, but I had to try to shoot my shot.
I'm too smart for that. I've heard you guys talk about it too much. And I saw Diner back when it came out, so I'm well familiar with it. All right, Cray-Tray, we were going to do the Oscar noms in this segment. We'll do that next week. So hold your hot sports opinions. And it's probably better we're doing it next week because I'm going to see 1917 tomorrow.
Good. Very good.
Can't wait for that.